In the last few days, in our first reading, we've been hearing from the book of Hebrews, where the author of Hebrews continues to make a distinction between the old covenant, the high priest and the people of Israel, the sacrifice the high priest and the people of Israel made in atonement for sins, and the one sacrifice that was made by Jesus Christ. Jesus made only one sacrifice because his sacrifice is perfect. He is blameless. So he doesn't need to keep making sacrifices every year in atonement for the sins of the people. So he made one perfect sacrifice. Today's first reading is a very Eucharistic passage that the people who listened to this passage listened to it within a Eucharistic assembly, like all of us gathered here today. The author is making it clear to them that there is something very special about a Eucharistic celebration. There's something very special about the sacrifice that Jesus Christ has made for us, so that when we approach the Eucharist, when we gather for the Eucharist, we should always keep in mind that we are approaching Mount Zion, the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, where there are countless angels in first ring. It's a big celebration. You always keep that in mind, and that's why the church always teaches that the Eucharist is a foretaste of that heavenly banquet. By being part of the Eucharistic celebration, by receiving the body and blood of Christ, is such a very wonderful thing. We are kind of sharing in the banquet of the kingdom of God. So it's kind of like a mini heaven or something, a heavenly banquet here on earth. That's how special the Eucharist is. And that's why many Christians, early Christians, offered their lives just to be part of a Eucharistic celebration. Even though they knew they might be killed in the process of being part of the Eucharist, it never stopped them, because they knew that what they were celebrating is something really special. When we have passages like this, they remind us who have the privilege or the opportunity to be part of the Eucharistic celebration every day, to always long for that opportunity, to never miss an opportunity to be part of the Eucharistic celebration every day, because it is something really special.